you can handle the truth.
Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, March 18th, 2019. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We usually get calls. Sometimes, you know, whether I make that announcement or not, so I'm wondering what's going on. But no worries, continuing on. You know, I really wanted to. Maybe I'll talk about this a little bit in this hour, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stuff. But just to sort of wrap up on the vaccine discussion, and you know, strategy of tension and view here. That's actually two separate discussions. The incident in Christchurch, New Zealand. Versus the vaccine discussion, but the same forces sort of collude and conspire in the background to curb people's freedom, liberty, to silence opposition, and so forth. So that's kind of the bridge there. But at least in my mind. So again, you know, we have the recent incident in Christchurch, New Zealand, and it's always interesting that after some high-profile incident like this, the Rahm Emanuel Opportunities of Crisis crowd says, you know, whether it was, you know, whether it happened on purpose, whether it was made to happen on purpose or helped or let happen on purpose, it's time to do something. Isn't that interesting? That is a particularly irresponsible, immature, reactionary posture. That is a sort of a hallmark or a harbinger, whichever you prefer, of irresponsible and immature behavior. Not to pause and reflect and learn, but to react immediately. The faster the better. Look, we just happen to have some legislation. We could pass this today, and let's just pause for a second. Make sure, you know, that we need to do anything. Why do we have to do anything? One person did something. Yes, it's a tragedy. If people lost their lives, of course, that's a tragedy. That doesn't preclude that we need to become hysterical and reactionary. That's irresponsible and even dangerous. You're a bad guy. You can sort of script the directional response of society just by fomenting one incident, which could become a cascade for others, if that makes sense. You don't want to be like that. That's bad. So we have the, you know, the recent incident in Christchurch, but then you look at strategy of tension historically and clandestine efforts. The emblematic example, of course, is Operation Gladio, fomenting high-profile incidents from behind the scenes, whether directly involved or not. The FBI obviously has done that here in America for quite some time. Trevor Aronson's 2015 TED Talk says it all, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. And that's a fact. You know, he did that piece over at The Intercept on Sammy Osmakosh, titled How the FBI Created a Terrorist. And it has that little graphic of Sammy Osmakosh with a, you know, it's a cartoon, basically. It's a caricature of Sammy Osmakosh with a suicide vest and an AK-47 that the FBI gave him. And then they were, you know, choreographing and scripting and filming his martyrdom video. The FBI helped Sammy Osmakosh do that. And he was not, that was not an isolated incident, which Trevor Aronson proved based on years of research, wrote a book about it, you know, The Terror Factory. So this is a real thing and it persists. And there are other examples of this. Does the general public know this? So what's the real concern? I'm getting back to that. I mentioned it. We'll come full circle back to Patrick Henry's words, his admonition in a minute. But back to the Daily Mail article. So you have the Christchurch incident, and then you go back to the earthquake back in 2011 that uncovered, according to the Daily Mail article, earthquake unmasked team of Israeli spies in New Zealand. What's your point? What were they doing there? Are there still teams of spies in places like New Zealand? You know, when a crazy person decides to do something crazy that doesn't seem to make sense and they don't necessarily have motive, let alone means, let alone opportunity, and suddenly they have all three, you know, by some stroke of luck. And then something happens and then people are right there. Never mind the fact that the FBI can't seem to, you know, the FBI is inept when it comes to certain incidents. Like it can't find the Unabomber. He basically has to give himself up. Or, you know, Stephen Paddock plans for a year and he's all over the country, you know, buying hundreds of, well, over $100,000 worth of firearms and ammunition. Surveilling certain events and plotting and scheming, allegedly, only to do something at the very last moment, allegedly, at the the Route 91 Harvest Festival stuff, allegedly, and the FBI's legendary BAU can't figure out why he did what he did. No, it's a crime without a motive. Again, no motive. No motive? Isn't motive number one? Motive means opportunity. Motive is usually number one. Does he have a motive? If he doesn't have a motive, shouldn't we be digging deeper? Shouldn't we be asking questions? How did he dispose of hard drives in laptops when he didn't go anywhere? Locked in rooms, one, two rooms, you know, okay, a few rooms. But where did the hard drives go? What would you do with a hard drive? Where did it go? Why would you do that? And as I have said before, when the subject arises, anybody with any basic understanding of how that technology works and how the intelligence community that would conduct a Gladio-style operation might use it knows that you can pull the physical hard drive out of a laptop in advance of doing something like that and use a flash drive to run as, you know, to run an operating system and to use the hardware. You just plug your, you know, plug your operating system that you've downloaded onto your flash drive into a USB port. And when the operation is done, you pull the flash drive. If you pull the battery out of the laptop in advance and you've taken the hard drive out, then you plug it into external power, plug a flash drive in, run your operation, pull the flash drive out of the USB port, pull the power cord, you kill the laptop. There's no trace that anything happened. There's no hard drive in the machine. Power died, so there's no trace of what was done on the flash drive. That's a real scenario. That's easily done, easily accomplished. Where did the hard drives go? Why would someone take the time, you know, in a setting like that to remove hard drives? And then where would they go? Where could they possibly go? And then the room is sealed up forever. You know, we're just going to drywall over that door and pretend that it never existed. Which reminds you of other efforts. You know, I mentioned, you know, down in Texas when a church gets shot up and the FBI has the place closed off while they're, you know, remodeling. Painting or patching everything up only to bulldoze it. What? Yeah, you know, it's a traumatic event. We don't want people to... Hold on a second, though. Or the FBI pollutes a crime scene, you know, by having reporters and so forth, people just filing in within 48 hours after something has happened, high-profile incident. We don't want to pause for a minute before we allow teams of reporters to contaminate a crime scene? These are not suspicious moments? So anyway, Israeli spy team, you know, again, the headline was Earthquake Unmasked, Team of Israeli Spies in New Zealand. And so you skip to the end of the article. It's a pretty provocative ending to the article. So Mr. Sears said that two urban search and rescue teams from Israel had arrived in Christchurch soon after the disaster, but were refused permission to enter the earthquake red zone to help the search because they were unaccredited. I guess whoever didn't allow the teams in missed the memo. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Good for them. And then he said they had been sent by the parents of two other Israeli backpackers who died in the earthquake. Well, how dare you, Chris? How dare you imply that those parents weren't concerned? And no, that's how it works. You send sheep so that you can send wolves in among the sheep. That's why when USAID shows up, beware. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Who was the latest person that I can think of? What incident? Somebody's dad worked for USAID. Somebody was like a State Department person, and then he worked for USAID. Who in the heck was that? Can't think of it. Somebody. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll have to look into that more. Can't remember. Maybe I'll remember who that was. So that's what you do. You know, when the CIA wants to send in ground troops, basically, to see how the economic decimation of a society is going, you know, we've destroyed their economy. Now we want to see if we've softened them up enough. We need boots on the ground. So, you know, you send in USAID and other humanitarian efforts. Well, how dare you say that they... No, that's what I'm saying. They send in the sheep and you hide the wolves among the sheep. That's one of the most storied tactics of warfare. Tell me that's not true. Tell me that has never happened. How dare I say this has happened throughout history? Why wouldn't, you know, people who have observed the and studied the best tactics of history, why would they not use them? It happens time and time again. So from the end of the article, so, you know, yeah, there probably were, you know, parents, these two other Israeli backpackers are probably just tourists exploring New Zealand, killed during the earthquake. And so Mossad uses that as an opportune moment to contact those parents and say, hey, do you want us to go find it? Yeah, okay. All right. So we send a team under that surreptitious guise. These students probably had no connection to Mossad, but they used it as a cover, you know, a surreptitious guise to send a team to probably sanitize the scene, essentially. Didn't work. Anyway, from the article, Mossad has a long, this is a Daily Mail article. This is pretty incredible. Mossad has a long history of skillfully targeted killings. Mossad has a long history of skillfully targeted killings and sophisticated plots since it was created in 1951. Gosh, you know, there was something else. National Security Act of 1947, around the same time. That's really... So Israel, you know, 1948, oh, God has done this thing in a day. Never mind that it's been going on for at least half a century, more than, efforts to do this. You know, the people in the land were bought and sold by the time of the Jewish Ottoman Land Company at the turn of the 20th century. Never mind all of that. Balfour Declaration, which Balfour didn't write, the British Mandate, you know, Baron Edmund de Rothschild spending millions of dollars to buy land just because he's a nice guy. Never mind all of that. So minutes after Israel is created, of course, we create the Mossad. Why not? Mossad has a long history of skillfully targeted killings and sophisticated plots since it was created in 1951. Bibi Netanyahu, his brother, his background, his father, their father, you know, what of all of that? Never mind all of that. Do they talk about that in the pews on Sunday, by the way? We need to support Israel, really? You know, with the kind of terrorist background, including this guy who's, by the way, under investigation for, you know, those things are like parking tickets, in my opinion, compared to, you know, what he and his family have been involved in. I digress. So from the Daily Mail article, just to conclude, its spies abducted Nazi Adolf Eichmann, who had fled to Argentina after the Second World War, and smuggled him back to Israel, where he was tried and executed. New Zealand passports are highly prized by some overseas intelligence agencies. The country's neutral stance or lack of involvement in international conflicts provide a perfect cover for covert espionage activities. A New Zealand passport is also seen as a possible route to obtaining a British passport because of family ties between the two countries. So this is a Daily Mail article, which is pretty, I mean, I don't know about you, but I am eyes, you know, kind of bug eyes, mouth agape, seeing things like that when they make their way out into public view. So that to me is the backdrop. But the point is, and this is how it works. And, you know, for that matter, what was the other point before I get back to Patrick Henry real quick? How it works, you know, when you send these, parade these sheep or, you know, human shields. I think Candace Owens is right when she made that remark at CPAC recently, the 2019 CPAC. That's what the people that come up with these terms, they're the ones who do it, and they project their evil onto others. Oh, this is what they're doing. Sure, because you taught them how to do that. CIA, Mossad, ISI, partners. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
I don't care.
So crazy the way this stuff continues, you know. So Operation Gladio, actually, you know, just this common sort of consistent unbroken thread. So you have Iran-Contra, then we have Gladio revealed, and, you know, you skip forward to last February 2018, Valentine's Day, and we find out that, you know, after the fact, people start digging. Century International Arms, the Sukumel family at Parkland, which just, you know, a few years before that is tied to the Paris attacks because of some firearms that were traced back to Century International Arms through Iran-Contra. I mean, this And, you know, from there you go to the gun walking scandal. It's not the gun walking scandal. It's just the continuation of Iran-Contra and Operation Gladio. To store weapons caches all over the world so that when you need one of these high-profile incidents, you have, you know, you have means meets opportunity. And, of course, the motive just never quite goes away, does it? So just to sort of wrap this all up, the way this works, for those who don't know, is Gladio, the archetypal examples, I would say, are like, you know, Operation Gladio, COINTELPRO, and Strategy of Tension. This is an archetypal representation. So the Gladio, Gladio B, Gladio C kinds of efforts are the leave-behinds in case communism rears its ugly head. But actually, it's a great way to, you know, do other things too. You have these people that nobody knows about left behind. And they can move around largely undeterred, so to speak, unimpeded. And so you take those folks who are operating on secret directives that, you know, are based on the strategy of tension. Sometimes the state, you know, sometimes people want to push certain legislation or certain political agendas forward. And so in Machiavellian fashion, they attack the innocent public and use that to foment a reactionary response to say, oh, look, the state needs to protect us. Never mind the fact the state was involved. How dare you say that, Chris? How dare you? Well, Patrick Clausen tells us about some pretty high profile examples in his little 1 minute speech there back in 2012. But we have high profile examples in our own history. You know, speaking of those, Gulf of Tonkin is one of the, you know, things that never happened. It didn't actually happen. That's a historical fact. One of the incidents that Patrick Clausen points to as a false flag event that's used to foment a war. Literally. But, you know, Operation Northwoods is another one of those emblematic examples, sort of archetypal example of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, literally the highest levels of military brass in America, planning to attack innocent American civilians at malls, to shoot down commercial airliners and blame it on Cuba so that we could attack and invade. So that's how Gladio works. It operates on the basis of the strategy of tension to do that. And COINTELPRO is the component that sort of suborns local unwitting Manchurian dupes and patsies. Useful idiots. You know? So you find folks through whatever means, you know, maybe it's a network of mosques that the FBI has identified hold to a particular ideological bent that is useful to those ends. And then they sometimes install imams or obviously informants who are low-level criminals who have been further suborned and paid handsomely in many cases, as folks like Trevor Aronson point out, to go find these useful idiots in COINTELPRO fashion, these Manchurian patsies. And when folks like Philip B. Haney expose this, DHS says, thank you, you're fired. So he writes a book, See Something, Say Nothing. But that's how it works. You know, the strategy of tension, modus operandi through the Gladio network using a COINTELPRO sort of directive to go out and find folks at a local level to, you know, be useful Manchurian patsies. That's how that works. I'll finish that thought and we'll get back to Patrick Henry when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So in conclusion, just to sort of wrap this all up, you know, it's also interesting. You know, there are so many little nuanced ancillary components to this, and I've talked about many of those. You know, for example, in the post 9/11 era, I mean, I've talked about stuff like, you know, Blackwater buying the Backup Training LLC in sleepy little Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a little more than 10 years ago now. And how did all of these guys know, coincidentally at the same time, right after Dick Cheney had commissioned Halliburton to do a study on PMCs operating in hotspots around the world, how did all these guys know that this would be another one of those sort of no-bid contracts that Halliburton would be awarded? You know, Dick Cheney is instrumental in getting Halliburton, what was it, $8.5 million to do a study that was, I mean, it was a laydown. Obviously, sure, we want to use PMCs, and because we are one, and so sure, we'll send our guys. Why not? So let's have more no bid money and send our guys. And so suddenly you see a huge uptick. Then, you know, guys like Eric Prince say, hey, you know what? This could be a burgeoning industry. Let's get into this business. And then Blackwater buys the Backup Training LLC. Eric Prince's signature itself is on the application for a limited liability company there in Kootenai County, Idaho. I have seen it for myself, printed it off, talked about it many times. Anyway, so that starts happening. And then you have guys in the wake of September 11, 2001, guys like Kofor Black and Enrique Rick Prado teaming up and saying, now the gloves come off. And by the way, we're going to create a network of what I would call, you know, the worst of sad, sod, dirty tricks, wilderness of mirrors kind of folks. And we're going to maintain this network of people that are off the books, that, you know, there are emails that have been published that, you know, these guys are reaching out to federal agencies and saying to, you know, DEA, CIA, FBI, DHS, TSA, you know, we have this network of folks that you guys can use off the books, basically, that can't be traced back to you. So these are like off book assets, just so you know. You know, we have this, and then, you know, there's the FBI, the big expose that The Intercept did a few years back on all of the spy technology the FBI has that they make available to local law enforcement, but they have to sign non-disclosure agreements. In other words, you can't even say you have it. And if somehow the public gets wind of the fact that you have this technology, you can't say where you got it. How is that possible in America? And the local community is none the wiser. So you have those kinds of things. And then, you know, there's the issue of training. If you are, you know, if war is your business and you're really good at it, a key component is information. You need total information awareness to maintain full spectrum dominance. So that can incorporate, you know, SIGINT, HUMINT, OSINT. Sometimes it's boots on the ground. Like I said, USAID goes in to see if the sanctions and the efforts to destroy an economy have been effective. Have we softened up the underbelly of this country enough yet that, you know, now we can conduct more direct, maybe kinetic operations without fear of reprisal, so to speak, without any sort of significant resistance? And training is also an essential component. How much better if you're the enemy, if you can get inside and train folks? You know, you read the Bible, the story of the Philistines, I believe it was, wasn't it, sharpening the Israelites' everything, their farming implements, everything. If you need something sharpened, you come, give it to us, and we'll sharpen it for free. So whatever it is, you know, we're so nice, we'll sharpen it for free. Why would you do that? So that if there's a large influx of folks trying to get their stuff sharpened, if suddenly the whole country wants their stuff sharpened, you can bet something's going on, and it's probably not that it's harvest season, you know? That's why you do that. In the same sense, if you could oversee and conduct and coordinate your enemy's training on, you know, military and civilian counterpart sort of efforts, man, that would be a coup, wouldn't it? Talk about total information awareness to maintain full spectrum dominance. And if Gladio, the strategy of tension, COINTELPRO is a, you know, a thing for you, you could find folks that you could probably suborn in those efforts. You could identify folks that would be problematic and make sure they're out of the way. When you orchestrate something, you could do that very easily, couldn't you? I'm not saying that happens. I'm just saying, you know, you can see that sort of scenario shaping up. And so it's interesting that CDC, or excuse me, DHS, I'm sorry, and the CDP, the Center for Domestic Preparedness at DHS, since 2006, has employed role player actors, RPAs, not RPGs, RPAs. So, you know, role player actors offer real world training experience. We got to make it real. And there is a psychological aspect to that we won't get into. You listen to the mind control agents, and that's a whole nefarious deal. Role player actors. And it's also interesting that Crowds on Demand offers role player actors to the general public. Your home for protests, rallies, advocacy, audiences, PR stunts, and political events. Services available worldwide. These things are happening. A lot of this goes on behind the scenes. People don't even know. And this is not a secret. I mean, back in 1987, Bill Moyers and team produced their secret government documentary, The Secret Government, The Constitution in Crisis. That was 1987. You know, 32 years ago. More recently, Dana Priest and William Arkin did their Top Secret America expose. And it's interesting that that's sort of gone away now. Where is the, you know, they had a hashtag, Top Secret America. And they were doing that on Twitter. Is that still a thing? I think that's kind of gone away. And there was the video series they did. You can't play that now because, you know, Flash is dangerous. And it's a Flash-based deal. They haven't updated that. I wonder why, over at Washington Post. And then if you try to go to the the text-based counterpart. For some reason, that doesn't show up on Washington Post. You know, the subdomain voices.washingtonpost.com/topsecretamerica. Those are hyphenated, those three words. But, you know, you can still find some stuff floating around. Top Secret America, Deep State, you know. So that was done, what, almost 10 years ago now? We see this lingering thread that persists throughout history. Never mind all of that. So never mind the facts. Never mind all of that information. That's what I think of when I think of what happened in Christchurch, New Zealand. All of those things. And the way that this coordinated effort eludes and conspires against the average citizen, completely unaware of all of this, to regulate the lives of everyone, to impose a scientific dictatorship in the name of safety and security. only not. And again, you know, you think of George Carlin and other folks saying to bomb your way to peace is ludicrous. And so bad guys say, you know, we need to change the world. We need to make it a safer, kinder, gentler, you know, benevolent dictatorship. And the way we're going to get there is by killing off countless numbers of people and all of these ruthless Machiavellian tactics to get there. And somehow that's going to lead to a peaceful, benevolent, wonderful utopian society. Really? Who believes in these fairy tales? So what's the point of this rant? The point is, back to Patrick Henry's words in his letter to Archibald Blair, January 8, 1799, on the issue of virtue, morality, and religion. And I agree. So he's talking about France specifically at the time, but he says, I do acknowledge that I'm not capable to form a correct judgment on the present politics of the world, the wide extent to which the present contentions have gone will scarcely permit any observer to see enough in detail to enable him to form anything like a tolerable judgment on the final result. I mean, we kind of see that on the world stage today. Obviously, there's so much going on, and that's all intentional, keeping people distracted. Again, I think of Richard Ann Gardner's piece in Foreign Affairs Journal back in 1974, The Hard Road to World Order. When he said, that's what we're going to do. You know, to quote William James, it'll be like a great booming, buzzing confusion. So this great booming, buzzing confusion, it wasn't an accident when Richard Gardner quoted William James any more than it was an accident when William James was writing about it. But to continue from Patrick Henry's words. As to France, he said, I have no doubt in saying that to her it will be calamitous. Her conduct has made it the interest of the great family of mankind to wish the downfall of her present government, because its existence is incompatible with that of all others within its reach. And I would say the same thing with intelligence apparatus. And really, it's just sort of a global network at this point, in my humble estimation. Everyone's collaborating, colluding, and conspiring with everyone. There are double and triple agents. There's cross and double cross and triple cross. And it's all a mafia style, keep your friends close, your enemies closer nonsense, or, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and vice versa. All that kind of stuff. There's all of that sort of at play. But, you know, again, I mean, you think of Ned Beatty, Senator Charles Meacham, shooter, 2007. You know, there are no sides. There are only haves and have-nots. So, you know, it feels like this today in America. All of this calamity, the calamitous downfall of a toxic society, so-called, that would engage in these kinds of practices. But Patrick Henry says, okay, that notwithstanding, he says, whilst I see the dangers that threaten us from her intrigues and her arms, that is France specifically, intrigues and arms, and you could say the same thing today, while I see the dangers that threaten us from intrigues and arms, even from within, as folks like Abraham Lincoln have pointed out in his Lyceum address, that was one of the big ones. In spite of all of that, in spite of the intrigues and arms specifically, I am not so much alarmed as at the apprehension of the destruction of the great pillars of all government and of social life. I mean virtue, morality, and religion. Virtue, morality, and religion. Again, looking through the founders' papers, you know, that era, find me an example of a vitriolic diatribe. Find me an example of profane rantings. like what you see in the public eye today in America. And that kind of viciousness, first of all, you think of Benjamin Franklin, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Do we want masters or do we want freedom? So Patrick Henry says, I mean, virtue, morality, and religion, that's our safeguard. He says, this is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. In vain may France show and vaunt her diplomatic skill and brave troops. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger. No danger. Think about that. When you think about safety and security, that should be an essential thought.
We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Man, that was fast. That last hour just went racing by, I think. I don't know. So in conclusion, you know, there's a kind of a confluence of subject matter here. I got into the vaccine stuff sort of unexpectedly. And I really refrained from talking about the Christchurch incident, Ides of March, beware the Ides of March, you know, just stuff like that, you know, harbingers. Anyway, but the bottom line, as I said, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So speaking of the vaccine stuff, you know, again, Del Bigtree, there's the Truth to Your Media video. I mentioned free speech and shutting down the vaccine debate. Because, you know, the propaganda, again, is just completely destroyed by the truth in a moment. You know, like Del Bigtree said, if 1 in 228 is an epidemic and we should be, oh, my goodness, then why is 1 in 59 not an epidemic? Why is 1 in 32 in New Jersey not an epidemic? 1 in 32, that's not front page above the fold headline news every day. What is happening? Well, no, it's always, this problem has always been with us, you know, so better diagnosis. Well, again, like Del Bigtree has said, I agree. We've heard that argument for about 40 years. Every year we hear it. No, it's better diagnosis, better information. And so like he says, okay, are we there yet? Have we arrived at the perfect diagnosis, perfect information? In the information age, have we finally gotten there? Or are we going to hear the same specious argument next year as we've heard for years already? And even if that's the case, is this not concern? Is this not cause for concern? Is this not an epidemic? So anyway, the bottom line in all of this is two things. Again, John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles, there is something happening here. Even the most pedestrian and uninformed can feel it. And if our sentiments shift as they did when the winds of revolution were blowing, 1764, 65, around there and forward, that changes everything for every American. So you put that together with, again, what Patrick Henry was saying, his admonition that virtue, morality, and religion, this is our armor, and this alone that renders us invincible. As long as our manners are and principles remain sound, there is no danger. Virtue, morality, and religion. Again, Benjamin Franklin put it very well. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Do we need masters? Or can we conduct our own affairs appropriately and be considerate of one another? I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you